Zero TR Mobile. Let me turn my in the year 2525 here. I gotta turn my radio down. How's your day going, Dave? This is Zero TR.
Productive today. Moving stuff around. Took a load up to Goodwill. I don't know what that meant, so I had to bring it back home. Anyway, I unloaded that, loaded up the chair that I got to get reupholstered. I'm headed out to the reupholster shop to drop it off now. So I'm being very productive today. How about you?
Well, I had to go down and get my tires rotated on the Tacoma. Got that done. They scheduled me. He said, no, you're not due here till Tuesday. And I said, no, I was due here Monday. And Brandon is the one that scheduled me. So they took care of me. And that one I know I didn't make a mistake on. Normally I just go back home because it ain't that far. But they was very nice and they weren't that busy. So I got that done and Bernice and I are headed towards Spartanburg over here in Rusty territory and going to Sam's and Costco's today.
Well, that means you're stocking up when you go to those stores, right? You don't go there to buy weekly groceries. You go there to buy a month's worth at a time. I'm learning. I'm learning what retirement's like. I'm studying.
Well, you know, Dave, when you get to be our age, it's merely fun to get out and go for a drive. And I'm afraid that might be less and less later on, but we'll just have to wait and see. And God helps, I hope not. But we're very careful even now with that Delta variant going around. However, Pfizer's supposed to go full approval as of today, so that's a good sign. Maybe that'll convince people, but I doubt it. But at any rate, on a better subject, it's just a fun ride, and I don't know if you say stock up on stuff a lot. If you really get to economic feasibility, paying $60 a year or $100, I think, for Costco, if you're upper member. And then I think we upgraded at Sam's the other day. And don't ask me why. But at any rate, we like certain things there that we don't see at other places. And just enjoy going in there. I need to go into Best Buy. I'm trying to find Kaspersky Total Security. Not internet security. Total security. And I see these places and they say, yeah, we got it. Like Staples or the Best Buy or that. And then you go to their website. Got any suggestions, Dave? This is Zero TR.
About the difference between internet security and total security, does that mean like browser versus email versus something else like meeting, go to meetings and that kind of thing? I'm not sure what that, I mean, internet, it all goes through the internet, right? Or you're talking about like the perimeter of your house or around your windows and your doors and that kind of thing. I'm not sure what you mean by what's the scope of total?
I'd have to be in front of the computer to tell you. It just has more amenities on it. No, it doesn't have anything to do with your house security or anything like that. It's just better protection. I've used it for many years, and so far, knock on wood, it's been perfect. And it's very easy for me to navigate, of which you know my computer skills are so vivid. Not. I just like it, and it's been rated number one for many, many years, and it doesn't slow down your computers. But they have two versions, and internet security, well, three versions, I think, but internet security is good, but the total security is the best. And if you wait till your subscription's about out, which mine's out in the next 30 days, they usually drop it from $100 down to about, $59. And I'll pay $59 for it, but I ain't paying no $100 for it. But which version of security do you use, Dave?
And I'm going to have to drop here in a minute because I'm almost to the upholstery place, just so that you know. But for my Windows boxes, which are very few, right, Amy has one and I have one. No, I have two. I have two. I have a laptop and a desktop. All my other boxes are Unix. And with Unix, I just stay current. I just do updates. And you should run that command every once in a while. And I've got probably 30 or 40 Unix boxes and about three Windows boxes. No, Amy's got a laptop, too. So, yeah, that's four Windows boxes. I get Norton 360. And with Norton 360, it's a subscription you pay once a year, and you can have it on, you can activate and deactivate. So as new Windows boxes become old Windows boxes and new Linux boxes, they have a metamorphosis where they turn from a caterpillar into a butterfly. The caterpillar is Windows, and the butterfly is Unix. As they move from Windows to Unix, they're no longer in the subscription list. They come out, and the new Windows box goes in, and the old Windows box goes out. So, like, three or four computers, maybe five or six, Norton 360 subscription, and that's it.
And that doesn't slow it down anymore like it did many, many years ago. Is that true?
Well, I've got a lot more powerful computers than I had back then. We're talking like 32 processors and as much memory, as many gigabytes of memory. So, no, you can't even tell they're there. But when you look at the report, they're less than a whole percent.
Okie doke, that's what I'll get then if I can't find this other one. It's just that, you know, you get used to something, you like it. I got a new laptop, and I just love it. It's a two-in-one. I still got to go to the YouTube and see how to use the stupid thing, but my email's different now, and Amy got that straightened out where I can navigate that like I did the old one yesterday. But I appreciate the information, Dave. You know, you get used to something, you just hate to change and have to learn it all over, and that's kind of something that you want to just run in the background, but know that it's there and know that it's secure. Although I don't have the things to secure that you do. Well, take care. I'll let you go. I know you must be at the upholstery place. You'll have to tell me about that place if I catch you later on. W4DJW in 02.
It's over on White Hampton near the John Deere tractor place. On the same side of the road as John Deere, but I think it's a little toward Greenville side. Anyway, I'll catch you later. Got to run inside and dump this chair off. In 0TR, W4DJW clear.
Okay, Dave. Bernice is always in ours, FYI. She's a farmer, and she's amazing. That's 0TR, 73.
DJW Mobile.
WKO4NUE, how are you today, Dave?
Hey, Chad, I'm doing good. Living the retired life. I'm not really retired, but I'm pretending. Did I give you enough information, or you got any questions?
Got it. I got all the software downloaded and got the login page working. I do think I'm probably going to have to manually log because I can move a whole lot faster. I can log the information, not a problem, but I've been following along with the nets, and when someone checks in with their wife or two check-ins back-to-back, I can get the first call logged in and typed in, but the second one I totally lose, and if I lose one, it just becomes a train wreck. So I'm thinking I've got my piece of paper with all my columns on it, and I think I'm just going to hand jam them on the piece of paper because I can move a whole lot quicker that way.
And that is completely understandable. In the beginning, you've been writing all your life, right? So you know how to write real fast, and you'll develop your own shorthand that'll work for you, and that's all that matters. So, yeah, but when you're not calling the net, if you practice using the hotkeys, the F keys, F154. Then all you're really doing is typing the first few unique keys, and you're hitting F1, F5, F4, and you type the next one in. Next unique keys, F1, F5, F4. And you learn 154, 154, 154. You can, like Larry, when he checks in with him and Donna, with that 154 rhythm, I have him, now he understands what's going on with the net control operator, so he talks kind of slow, he's very clear, he's well articulated. But by the time he finishes his call, I have both him and Donna checked in, and I'm listening to what he's saying instead of trying to get the call written down. So I understand it completely in the beginning, and because you're jumping right into it, some people shadow for a few months before they start, before they're comfortable. You're jumping right in the deep end. And that's good. If that's the way you like it, that's the way you like it. That's good. And I get it completely. But when you're not calling it and you're shadowing it, if you try that F154, right, after you type the first few unique letters, you'll have it knocked.
I wasn't aware of the F1 key. So what I'm doing is having to type the call in. Then I have to do a local lookup, and that I have to click on local lookup with the mouse, and that populates the address. And then I can hit F5, and that sends it down to the bottom of the log. But that half a second there where I'm having to type in the whole call and then hit local lookup to populate the address, half a second or a second or two doesn't seem like a lot, but that's pretty critical for me, as slow as I am. And the other thing I've realized is that you're exactly right. Some of the people I know their calls, and I just as soon as they speak into the microphone, I know who it is, and I can get them logged in before there's a couple of them, like Andy. And you, just as soon as you speak, by the time you're done, I've logged it faster than you can speak it. But others, I struggle with.
You know, pretty much that's going to last for, I mean, it's going to get less intensive, but it's going to last for a while, especially when you get distant stations that have some white noise in there, and you're turning your head, and you're listening out one ear, then the other ear, and you're cranking the volume up real quick because you want to get them. And if you get the first set of unique keys, and another thing about that logging software is if you miss, like, the second letter of their prefix, you can use a question mark instead of that and keep typing. You can go like K question mark for some, if it's like KA4UZO or something like that, you can say K question mark for UZ. And the more you log, the more call signs will come up in that list and underneath of the call sign. And that's what the F1 key does, is it selects the first one in the list. If it's the second one, you hit F254. If it's the third one, you hit F354, F3, F5, F4. F4 just sets you up for the next one to type in, right, because it selects what you put in the last time. So it's ready to, as soon as you start typing, it blows away the old stuff that was there and starts your brand new entry record. That's the only, so it's really F1, F5, F1, F5. But the four sets you up to make it easy for you. But take your time, do it the way you're comfortable with in the beginning, and as time goes on, you're going to find out there's some key benefits to using that software. Like, it's got its own net report button that once you get to the end of the net, it does all the calculating and filling in all the blanks for you. The only thing you have to increment is the message number. And so there's some benefits. John pushed me for that KM4RJN that moved up to Greensboro. He pushed for that, and it's a good thing he pushed for it, because we all benefit from from him pushing. Anyway, I'm at the house, Chad, so I'm glad you're getting moving on it, and appreciate it. Appreciate your help. We can use it. W4DJW.
Yeah, no problem. I'll keep working at it. I'll keep working at it, Dave. I appreciate your time and the info. Have a good day. I'm clear. And if you have any need anything, give me a holler, Dave. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Sounds good. KO4NUE, W4DJW, clear.